Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Virginia-based artist Katie Hoffman's repertoire includes traditional tunes ranging from Appalachian mountain ballads and songs to bluegrass, old-time, and early country standards. Her debut CD, titled Beautiful Day, features the incredible musicianship of the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Band. The CD also features 9 of Katie's original songs. Give a listen now to I Wish I Were a Blackbird from Katie Hoffman's CD titled Beautiful Day.
Well, I wish I were a blackbird with feathers dark as coal, then I wouldn't have to worry. No more troubles in my soul if I didn't want to be. I'd simply fly away like a red-winged blackbird on a sunny autumn day. When I was a little girl, my mama said to me, I want to look both ways for trouble, dear, sometimes hard to see. Because trouble always finds you when you're down, when you're out, when you're out. Full of worries and your heart is full of doubt. And now that I'm older, I realize she was right. Like a little red-winged blackbird, I am wishing I could fly. But I wish I were a blackbird with feathers dark as coal, then I wouldn't have to worry. No more troubles in my soul if I didn't want to be. I'd simply fly away like a red-winged blackbird on a sunny autumn day. Old iron bars. If I could live life over, I would do it differently. I'd look both ways for trouble, like my mama said to me. Well, I wish I were a blackbird with feathers dark as coal, then I wouldn't have to worry. No more troubles in my soul if I didn't want to be. I'd simply fly away like a red-winged blackbird on a sunny autumn day. Oh, if I were a blackbird, I'd surely fly away between the not-so-gilded bars of this cold, hard, wrought iron gate. But I wish I were a blackbird with feathers dark as coal, then I wouldn't have to worry. No more troubles in my soul if I didn't want to be here. I'd simply fly away like a red-winged blackbird on a sunny autumn day. Well, I wish I were a blackbird with feathers dark as coal, then I wouldn't have to worry. No more troubles in my soul if I didn't want to be here. Like a red-winged blackbird on a sunny autumn day. Like a red-winged blackbird on a sunny autumn day.
Learning to dance
smiling and waltzing across that floor. We thought love was gone. Said goodbye to romance. Oh, but look at us go. Oh, ain't love grand when you're learning to dance. It was a long, hard summer, but we saw it through. I thought he would break me, he thought I would tear him in two. But one August night we decided to talk, and we found out that neither one wanted to walk. So now we're learning to dance.
Learning to dance. Something we've never done before. We're holding hands, smiling and waltzing across that floor. Thought love was gone. Said goodbye to romance. Oh, but look at us go. Oh, ain't love grand when you're learning to dance.
Damage broken beyond all repair. Just hold out your hand, say hello to romance. Come on, give it a go. It might be your last chance. Try, start learning to dance.
Learning to dance. Something never done before. You're holding hands, smiling and waltzing across that floor. Thought love was gone. Said goodbye to romance. Oh, but look at you go. Oh, ain't love grand when you're learning to dance. Oh, but look at you go. Oh, ain't love grand when you're learning to dance.
That was Learning to Dance from Katie Hoffman and her debut disc titled Beautiful Day. Not only is Katie a practitioner of local tradition, she earned a PhD in English from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. She was the Music Task Force co-chair for the 2003 Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C. She also served as traditional music consultant on a four-part series entitled Appalachia, A History of Mountains and People, which aired on National Public Television in April of 2009. Currently, she serves as a project consultant for a new sustainable development project undertaken by the Appalachian Regional Commission in D.C. She is also an experienced oral historian, and at the moment lends her expertise in that area to Nature Camp, an environmental education camp that has been operating in the Virginia Mountains since 1941. Katie makes her home in Farmville, Virginia, where she cooks, sings, reads about the mountains, and teaches at Hampton-Sydney College. From Katie Hoffman's CD, Beautiful Day, this is her cover of Boulder to Birmingham.
I don't want to hear a love song. I got on this airplane just to fly. And I know there's life below me. But all that you can show me is the prairie and the sky. I don't want to hear a sad story full of heartbreak and desire. The last time I felt like this, I was in the wilderness. burn. I watched it burn, and I watched it burn. I would rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham. If I thought I could see your as they move down out on 95, pretending it's the ocean, coming down to wash me clean, to wash me clean. Baby, do you know what I mean? I would hold my life in a saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham. If I thought I could see your face.
City. Christmas, it's a travesty. I hate it when you talk, you're just drunk and lonely. But if that's all you have to say, it's enough. City rain, you're cold queen of hearts, and you've always been cool that way. And the contemptible fools and their contemptible fears, it's not a fear of death, just every part leading up to it. With me, won't you whisper soft and slowly, and I'll spin you around the room to this cold city waltz, to this cold city.
We just heard Cold City Waltz from Reed Perry and his album Juarez. Reed grew up listening to John Prine and Jerry Jeff Walker, among other artists. Since his father bought him his first guitar at 7 years of age, the guitar has never been silent. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. The new February Sky album, titled Time-Honored Pathways, is everything you'd expect from the talented duo of Phil Cooper and Susan Urban. A mix of well-crafted contemporary folk, a Dave Carter cover, a dose of delightful humorous material, and outstanding arrangements of traditional material. This is no gray, dull February sky, but a February sky that looms clear and bright the whole year round. Here is Child of the Future from February Sky.
I met your handsome granddad at a march against the war. Chicago, 1968, Grant Park. His hair was grown out natural. His skin was smooth and brown. His eyes set round with lashes, long and dark. Maybe you could say we fell in love there at first sight, or maybe it was something else we shared. But either way, we spent 3 days together, noon to night, his dusky skin against my own so fair. And then he hit the road again, and as we kissed goodbye, he told me he'd return to me in spring. When May came round, I'd nothing of him but his baby girl, a single mom who had no wedding ring. Child of the future, both the doorway and the key. Your mother had her father's skin, so smooth and velvet brown, with my green eyes and auburn hair in curls. And neither black nor white kids would accept her as their own. sad and very lonely little girl. But we adopted mongrel cats and puppies from the pound. We'd go and see the hybrids at the zoo. She saw that they were stronger than the purebred ones by far. And I would say, you see, they're just like you. In college, there were many mixed race students like your mom. At last, she could be happy and serene. She fell in love and married with a Spanish boy from France. And they had you, my grandson, now 18.
Child of the future, hope of humanity, you shine with the pride of your different races. You are both the doorway and the key.
Side by side to make a dream into reality. And when a man with skin of brown became our president, you cried and cheered and sang along with me. And in Grant Park that warm November night, I found the man who'd been my lover 40 years before. And all the bitter words I could have said just fell away. No room for them in my heart anymore. He told me of his family. They lived out in L.A. He wept so hard in hearing of my own. Dried our tears and vowed to carry on.
Child of the future, hope of humanity, you shine with the pride of your different races. You are both the doorway and the key.
Both the doorway and the key.
My head is back, my eyes are open, looking in a line unbroken, up to where the leaves are waving, half the way from here to heaven, walking with the elders on a Carolina mountainside. I'm walking with the elders, and their arms are open wide. Long before the dawn of science, God begot a race of giants. Cut to clear, cut to timber. Get in here if you have lingered, walking with the elders on a Carolina mountainside. I'm walking with the elders, and they will not be denied. On a conversation with an ancient generation. Though I cannot speak the language, still my soul can understand it. tree, seed a forest. Praise the ones who come before us. They will see the change in seasons. When I'm in the ground beneath them, walking with the elders on a Carolina mountainside. I'm walking with the elders, and the elders will abide. Carry on a conversation with an ancient generation. Though I cannot speak the language, still my soul can understand it. Are open, looking in a line unbroken, up to where the leaves are waving, half the way from here to heaven, walking with the elders on a Carolina mountainside. I'm walking with the elders, and the elders will abide. I'm walking with the elders, and the elders will abide. They will abide.
From Steve Brooks and his album titled Chasing Grace, that was Walking with the Elders. Cross two famous guys named Brooks, Garth and Mel, and you get Austin folk singer Steve Brooks. He's got a song for every occasion, from the sublime to the ridiculous and back. The summer concert season is winding down, but here's a list of what's happening when. Joe Walsh plays at the Gallivan Center on August 21st. Mumford & Sons do a show at Saltaire Pavilion on August 22nd. Ricky Lee Jones with Lucy Rainwright Roche performs at Deer Valley on August 25th. Bruce Hornsby plays at the Sandy City Amphitheater on August 31st. Roseanne Cash performs at the Kenley Amphitheater, also on August 31st. The Wood Brothers perform at the Canyons on September 1st. The Old 97s do a show at the Urban Lounge on September 8th. Pat Metheny plays at the State Room on September 9th. James McMurtry performs at the State Room on September 22nd. And Ben Taylor plays at the State Room on September 24th. At Rebute Garden this summer, the season concludes with Norah Jones on August 21st, Crosby, Stills & Nash on August 23rd, Huey Lewis and the News on August 26th, Bonnie Raitt with Mavis Staples on August 28th and 29th. In Logan, Sarah Sample plays at Crumb Brothers Bakery on August 25th, the Porcupine Music Festival takes place in Avon on September 8th, and the Beaver Mountain Music Festival takes place at Beaver Mountain on September 22nd. Can You Find Your Way is the newest single from the critically acclaimed duo The Green Children. The song offers a positive message of accepting life and finding one's own personal road to happiness. The Green Children are singer-songwriters Mila Sundy and Marlo Beaven, who met at the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, an English university established by Sir Paul McCartney. Mila is from Western Norway, Marlo from central England, close to where Shakespeare lived. Both take inspiration from their charmed birthplaces, and their ethereal music is infused with folklore and magic. From The Green Children, this is Can You Find Your Way?
Life's a lesson learned in seconds, but only when it's through can we tear right from wrong. Time can take its toll on you when you least expect it to. It's alright to go slow. Always let the past be past, don't ever let it hang over you. The only God that we have got is given with a spur that has stayed. Stay here on earth. Oh, can you find your way? here away from death. Gotta stay here on earth. Gotta stay here on earth. Oh. Can you find your way? 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 Thank you.
That was Burning Up from Matthew Santos and his album titled Quickly Disappearing. On the release, Matthew plumbs social consciousness and takes inspiration from the precarious predicament resulting from the melting polar ice caps and the crisis that is global warming. Matthew has established himself as a rare and striking talent, quickly emerging from the Chicago music scene. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is available on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and you'll find us. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. On their new release, Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer demonstrate their mastery and skill at using the ukulele to play fun, convivial music from many genres: jazz, folk, pop, swing, classic country. Rockin' the Uke is the duo's 41st recording during their 35-year music career. With a reputation for affable and approachable acoustic music, Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer choose songs to cover that are classic, and they present fresh original songs that showcase their talents. Give a listen now to Blues Stay Away From Me from Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer's album Rockin' the Uke. Thank you.
and still I can't be free. Keep on haunting me.
Stories from the Steeples is the first studio recording from Mary Black in 6 years, and it's a collection that demonstrates an artist in full command of her bewitching vocal prowess. Throughout an impressive career, Mary has consistently demonstrated impeccable taste in her choice of material, and the evidence presented here suggests that her ear for seeking out songs of utmost grace and beauty is as keen as ever. With a voice that has only gained in depth and resonance over the years, Mary brings her trademark warmth and sincerity, casting light and shade amongst the lyrics, to create her own personal space amongst the words of carefully chosen songwriters. Here is Mountains to the Sea from Mary Black.
Working coast to coast, sleeping on a train, caught between the satellites and on the road again. People often ask me, find it hard to tell them, so I sing it in a song.
Floating on the breeze.
back from the country one night. Mom and Dad up the front, the rest of us snug and tight. My kid brother grew up for a little minute till my big sister said he better quit it or die. It had been a long day in the countryside, playing with the cousins on my mother's side. The sound of the radio closed our eyes, drifting across the sea. Then I fell asleep. Well, I don't know what woke me up. Maybe a country song or a big truck passing by. Papa said something and Mama began to cry. No more words than just soft sobs, and my head began to throb. I just lay there playing dog, breathing slow and deep. They thought I was asleep.
We just heard The Night Was Dark and Deep from Mary Black's new album, Stories from the Steeples. For the last quarter century, Mary has been a dominant presence in Irish music, both at home and abroad. She has shared stages, TV shows, and recording studios with some of the most revered performers of her time. She has also played a frontline role in bringing Irish music, past and present, to an increasingly appreciative and ever-growing global audience. At a time when less adventurous performers preferred to stick exclusively to the well-worn ballads from Ireland's rich musical heritage and the more obvious hits from contemporary writers, Mary explored the best work available from new composers and mined the rich seams they offered. That commitment to fresh material, combined with her unique interpretations of the songs she chooses, saw her release numerous albums that achieved platinum sales status and spawned countless hits. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith-Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Mary Black instinctively makes a song her own, and her voice on Stories from the Steeples is more expressively fragile than before. The musicianship is impeccable, especially Bill Shanley's guitar and Pat Crowley's keyboards, making the album a very worthy addition to an already impressive catalog. We'll close out the show with the beguiling song Lighthouse Light, which features Janice Ian in a perfectly balanced performance that whets the appetite for further exploration of this winsome partnership. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
People.